Chapter 2. The Road to London. 4 days later, Oliver finally made it to the great city of London. He dragged his feet along the main road, sore and weak from hunger. Rows of tall buildings stretched as far as Oliver could see, their beautiful windows thrown open. The roads were crowded with people and horse-drawn carriages moving about. Some people stopped to stare at Oliver, but no one talked to him or offered him help. The sun was high in the sky, but its light only made Oliver feel even more alone. He sat on a doorstep, his feet bleeding and covered with dust. "Hello, what are you doing there?" Oliver looked up and saw another boy addressing him. He was a strange-looking boy with a slanted nose and sharp eyes, and he had on a large hat which looked ready to fall off at any moment. The boy wore a large coat which fell to his heels. He was just as dirty as Oliver, but walked and moved the way a rich man would. "Hello, what are you doing there?" the strange boy repeated, looking down at Oliver. "I'm very hungry and tired," Oliver replied. "I've been walking for 7 days." "Walking for 7 days?" said the boy in surprise. "Now why would you do something foolish like that?" Oliver didn't reply. He just stared down at his dirty feet. "Oh, I see. Trouble at home then? Problems with your parents?" "I don't have any parents." "No money either, then, I take it." Oliver shook his head. The boy stretched his hand out to Oliver. "Come with me, then. You look like you could use a warm meal." The boy helped Oliver to his feet and took him to a nearby meat cellar. There, the boy bought a plate of bread and ham. The two sat down, and at the boy's offer, Oliver began eating the meal by himself, taking his time to enjoy the taste of fresh food while the strange boy watched him closely. "New to London?" the boy finally asked. "Yes," said Oliver between bites of ham. "Do you have a place to live?"
"No."
"Job?"
"No."
The boy whistled and put his hands into his coat pockets.
"Do you live here?" Oliver asked.
"I do," answered the boy. "I suppose you need some place to sleep tonight, don't you?"
"Oh, yes," replied Oliver. "I haven't slept inside a house since I left the country."
"Don't worry about that, then. I know a kind old gentleman that lives close by. He'll give you a comfortable place to stay for free, no problem."
This surprising offer was too tempting to resist.
"I'm Oliver, Oliver Twist," Oliver said, extending his hand to the other boy.
"Jack," said the other boy, "but my friends call me the Artful Dodger."
The two shook hands, and then the Dodger decided to take Oliver to meet his friend.
The Dodger walked quickly through the roads and alleyways of London. Oliver tried his best to keep up. Along the way, Oliver took a few glances at where he was. A dirtier place he had never seen. The street was small and muddy, and the air was thick with a terrible stench. There were very few houses in this part of London, and the few that Oliver did see were filled with poor men and women covered in dirt and mud. At every turn they took, Oliver could see groups of children, orphans like him, moving about. Oliver was considering going anywhere else when the two reached the bottom of a hill. Here, the Dodger pushed open the door of a nearby house and gently pulled Oliver inside. The Dodger closed the door behind them and whistled.
"Now then," cried a voice from inside the house.
"Slam," replied the Dodger. This seemed to be some sort of signal that everything was all right. A small candle was suddenly lit, filling the house with light. The walls and ceiling of the room were black with dirt. A table stood in front of a lit fire. On top of the table sat the candle, a few potted plants, a dried loaf of bread, and a cracked plate. Stretching from one end of the room to the other was a string with a great many handkerchiefs and wallets hanging from it. Several small beds made from empty food sacks were placed around the floor.
Seated at the table were five boys, all about the same age as the Dodger. And standing in front of the fire was an old man with a pan of sausages and a rusted fork. The man had a head of dirty red hair and wore clothes that were torn in several places. The man turned to look at the Dodger and Oliver. He smiled. "You, I remember," said the old man, pointing at the Dodger. "But who's your friend?" "He says his name is Oliver Twist." "Where's he from?" "Greenland," replied the Dodger. The other boys at the table burst into laughter at this remark. Oliver didn't understand the joke, but he laughed anyway to fit in. The old man grinned and took Oliver by the hand. "Welcome, Oliver Twist. My name is Fagin. We hope you enjoy your time here." With that, one of the boys stood up and started playing some pipes, while another got up and shook Oliver's hand. A third boy offered to take Oliver's cap and hang it up for him, while a fourth put his hands into Oliver's pockets, explaining that since Oliver looked so tired, he should probably let someone else handle his belongings. "We are very glad to have you here, Oliver," Fagin said. "Dodger, go pull up a sack for Oliver, please." As the Dodger left, Fagin noticed Oliver looking at the string of handkerchiefs. "Ah, you're interested in the handkerchiefs. We have quite the collection of them, no? We've just finished washing them. It's our job to keep them clean." This also caused the other boys to burst into laughter. Oliver decided this meant Fagin and the boys earned money by making handkerchiefs and wallets for the rich. Once the boys were done laughing, they started eating their dinner. After dinner, Oliver crawled into one of the sacks and immediately fell into a deep sleep.